Rider Gumdrop Houston, suits and Anna Reeve, receiving no transmissions. I'll stand by and talk to you over Carnarvon at 2-2. Spider Gumdrop Houston, suits and Anna Reeve, how do you read? Am I going up to the spacecraft?
Say again.
Roger, are you hearing anything from the spacecraft?
Negative downlink from the spacecraft, but you are going out, though.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 74 hours, 22 minutes, and Carnarvon has acquired.
And Spider and Gumdrop, this is Houston through Carnarvon, reading you loud and clear. Better reading you loud and clear.
And Houston, this is Gumdrop, back up to 5.1, everything's nominal.
Rog, copy, Gumdrop.
Houston, this is Spider.
Go ahead, Spider.
Houston,
what time will that TV pass? 7-4. Roger, Spider, it's 7-4 plus 5-7, and will last until 7-5 plus 1-3.
Can't read them, see if you can get it.
Hi, Roger. Understand, Houston, 7-4 plus 5-7 to 7-5 plus 1-3. Is that correct?
That's affirmative, Gumdrop.
Okay, you copy, Spider?
Yeah, we got it.
He copies.
All the crew during these next couple of passes, they're busy getting squared away after the EVA and getting prepared for this long stateside pass, which will include television. So we'll just stand by and await any calls from them. We're at Honeysuckle now. This is Apollo Control at 74 hours, 33 minutes. Honeysuckle has loss of signal. The Huntsville will acquire in about 2.5 minutes. We'll come back then. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, 74 hours, 36 minutes, and Huntsville has acquired.
Spider, Gumdrop, Houston, through the Huntsville, standing by. And Gumdrop, this is Houston through the Huntsville. How do you read?
Hawaii will acquire at 74 hours, 47 and a half minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, 74 hours, 47 minutes, and Hawaii has acquired.
Hello, Houston, this is Spider.
Roger, Spider, reading you loud and clear.
Okay, on this TV pass, all you want is a TV on. You don't want a whole bunch of Comtech, do you?
That is affirmative. We'd just like to look at some nice, pretty pictures of you all.
You don't have any up here. Okay, be advised, we'll be in basic comm then, with the exception that the S-band will be in modulate, and we'll have the TV breaker pushed in.
Roger, copy, you'll be basic comm, S-band FM, and you'll be having the circuit breaker in shortly before 5-7, firm.
That's affirmative, and we're in FM now. And we'll come over the hill, let's say at 5-5, we'll put the TV breaker closed.
Okay, at 5-5, you'll be closing the breaker.
Right.
Spider, this is Houston. Not trying to hurry you at all, just at your convenience, we'd like to have an onboard readout of your supercritical helium.
Roger, it works. For your information, the onboard readout of the O2 quantity is 57%, and be advised, we repressed the command module from about 2 psi to about 4.5.
Roger, copy.
Houston, it looks like it's about 7:50.
Roger, copy, 7:50. And that verifies our reading, and just for your info, we feel this is either a leak upstream of the
Houston. Houston, are you still there?
Roger, Spider, how do you read Houston? Hello, Spider, this is Houston, do you read? Gumdrop, you read Houston. I haven't heard you over Hawaii here. Apollo Spider, Houston. How do you read?
This is Apollo Control. We're about a half a minute away from LOS at Hawaii. We already have overlapping coverage from the Redstone. Then we'll go into the Goldstone station at 74, 57, 25 for the TV pass.
Spider Gumdrop, Houston, how do you read through the Redstone? Hello, Spider Gumdrop, this is Houston, through the Redstone, how do you read? Spider Gumdrop, Houston, how do you read? Spider Gumdrop, how do you read, Houston?
We do not have a picture yet, and we're having voice communications difficulties here. There's a picture coming in now.
Okay, Spider, this is Houston. We do have a TV picture. We are receiving no voice.
I understand you're receiving no voice.
Oh, that's you're coming through loud and clear, Rusty.
Oh, crazy, you're reading voice now. Okay, we're in the process of recharging the FLIS. We've recharged it with oxygen, and we've just put in the water, and we're going to vent now.
Roger, picture is good. We can see you loud and clear. Going down the checklist there like a good pilot.
Right.
And Spider, this is Houston. Do we still have you in voice here?
Sure do. Sure, we're just kind of busy here. That's
That's why we're not talking.
Okay, understand.
What we're doing is we're filling up, we're recharging the flip, and I'm eating my lunch.
Yeah, the commander is talking while he's eating. He's not supposed to do that.
Houston, it's done.
Oh, very good. Hey, it's a tremendous picture, Spider.
Great. How much longer do we have our tremendous picture? 10 more minutes?
Yeah, we've got it for about another 13 minutes, Spider. We can watch your whole lunch there. Count your bites.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And, Spider, were you reading me back over Redstone in Hawaii?
I read you the first time, but that was only one time.
Okay, understand.
I've got you just barely in.
Houston, Spider.
Go ahead, Spider.
Roger. We wondered, going over the stateside there on the EVA, did you read us all the way? We noticed that you didn't say anything even when we asked questions.
We were reading everything, all of you, loud and clear, and we just weren't getting up to you, but the comm from you was terrific. We read all your conversations, sound like you were really having a ball.
Yeah, it's pretty good view from out there. That's what you call the view from the top of the stairs. Lemon stairs, that is.
Have you got any words of wisdom on tomorrow's flight plan yet, Smokey?
Rog, we'll cover that with you later if you want. We'll settle down. And if you got anything that you can give us along the line about clearing the tunnel, it sounds like that goes pretty well.
Yeah, the tunnel doesn't take long at all. It's getting ready to clear the tunnel.
Okay, and hey, Red Rover, how about a big smile for the folks at home here, and let us know that you're feeling pretty good after that show.
Yeah, we're feeling great, as a matter of fact. McDivitt doesn't look so good, but he feels all right.
Well, that was the typical friendly CDR smile.
Right. They don't like it because I've got a better beard than they do.
Straight teeth, but a crooked smile.
All right. I don't like you because you got a better view than I do.
That's okay. We just don't like you.
Okay, we're coming up on a keyhole now. We'll probably have a dropout about a minute and 55 seconds or so and pick you back up again.
Okay. Okay, you want the TV to stay on?
That's affirmative. Leave it just like it is. We'll just have a little blizzard for the folks at home and pick you back up again.
Okay.
Should be getting a picture momentarily.
Okay, Spider, we've lost your picture here now. We should be able to pick it back up shortly. We're curious if we can get the picture back, if you could show us a view out of the overhead window of the command module. Would that be possible?
Roger.
Out the window and up around the tunnel area, if you could, and we're showing about 8 minutes left in the path.
Okay, I'll show you a picture of Davey over in the gumdrop waving at us.
Okay, we do not have your TV picture at this time. I'll let you know when we got it.